please.
Thank you. The next case is 11,649. Nancy Tankelson and Francois Reverdy seek variances to reduce the side yard setback. Section 115-34B and 115-185D of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the southeast corner of Josephine Street and Fisher Street. The 911 address is 38386 Josephine Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 134. Specifically, they're looking for a 7-foot variance for a pool, a 4-foot variance for a pool, and a 5-foot variance for an attached shed. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition. We did receive 2 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. You please step up and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Nancy Tankelson, 38386 Josephine Street.
Okay. Can you wait right here? Can you state your name and address for
my
the
name record? My name is Francois Reverdy. I live at 38386 Josephine Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware 19971.
Do you both swear? That's okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening.
How are you?
Very well. Can you explain to the board your request, please, for this?
Yes, in fact, I recognize some people here. We were here back in 2011. We asked for a variance at the time on setbacks. At the time, we were living in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. We had plans to move to Delaware. We moved last year in April, so we're now residents here. And we, at the time, wanted to have a grandfathering of the footprint of the old house that we had acquired in 2004. And we promised to the board at the time a number of things. Number one, that we would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I put 2 pictures to show you what the street looks like, and I defy you to tell me which one is the old house, which one is the new house. We have stayed very careful to stay within the heights, within the style and so on of the neighborhood. And we got lots of praise from the neighbors, said, yeah, at least you didn't build a big box like a lot of people do. We also asked you at the time, we also told you at the time that we would do our best to do a very nice landscaping. I'm an avid gardener, and we said we would draw inspiration from elegance, flowers, shrubs, and birds, according to my old request. And I put some pictures to show you what we have done. It's done now. But now we are down to the backyard. We have not done it yet. We're doing it slowly as we have time and budget. And we, in the backyard, we used to have a big, ugly shed. We had promised to demolish it. We did. As you can see, the picture is gone. But now what do we do? After living here for a year and a half, my wife really would like to have a swimming pool. And if we go by, we interviewed a couple swimming pool builders. We're looking at a fiberglass prefabbed pool. And my wife would like to be able to swim because that's very good for her. She has, as we get older, we have issues with arthritis and so on. Well, anyway, you know, it's not all about me, but it's okay. Anyway, with the current setbacks, we could get the biggest pool we could get is 10 foot wide but 25 foot long. When I saw that, I said, Nancy, you can't swim in 25 feet, so let's try to be realistic with that. So we're here to ask you for permission to put something longer, and then as it is longer, we also need to have it a little bit bigger because once they get longer, prefab, they don't come in 10 foot wide. So I gave you a number of explanations. I have a map in the back where you see the footprint of the current dwelling, which shows the variances we had received at the time in 2011. We're asking basically for staying within the same variances or less on the sides. That which we get is 36 feet pool length. And then from the width of the pool, the new house that we have is heated and cooled by geothermal energy. So we have a line of geothermal wells in the backyard, And the builder told us when we put the well, if you do anything, make sure you leave 4 to 5 feet clear from those wells. Which means that if we go strictly by the distance we need to leave from the geothermal wells for the safety of the wells and the 10-foot setback to the back line, we're down to a 10-foot wide strip for the pool. So our request is, we understand we need to be good neighbors, we need to not alter the character of the neighborhood, we need to not have any nuisance to anybody. It's just my wife and I. We're not rent, this is not a rental property, this is where we live, this is where we're retiring. We made this decision to move from Texas to retire here and invest in Sussex County. We are going to put all the fences required, putting all the greenery to protect, to shed us from the view from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think you said it.
Okay, sorry.
You've done well.
Look, I'm not a lawyer. I'm just saying the way it is.
You've done well. Great. Well, we'll see if there's any questions then for you from the members. We'll start with you, Mr. Workman.
You're going to have a fence around the pool?
Absolutely. We'll have everything that's required by the code. We'll even put from a, we're quite concerned about safety, so we're going to put a, we're going to cover the pool with a blanket of some sort. Probably, we want to try to turn the pool into a 7 month a year pool without heating it, so we're going to go with heavy duty thermal blankets and whatever. So it's going to be lots of gizmos in there to make it safe and usable for a long time.
Okay. Another question.
Yeah, Mr. Hudson.
Are there other pools in the area, in your residential mm-hmm. area?
There are.
There is at least one.
No, there's right one, in, two.
Two.
At there, least two.
There's also the property that's, the two lots adjacent to us are today vacant. The one in the back of us actually is starting construction this week, I believe, and they will have a pool. Yeah, so then
we believe that there are people that brought the other property and they want a pool as well, so.
Thank you.
Okay. And then when they said you alter the use of the land, I mean, the way I described it in the paper application, I said, no, this neighborhood is a residential neighborhood with a vacation flair. Okay. So a backyard pool for two retired people. We have occasional visitors on weekends, of course.
Right.
But
we're not going to have big parties there, in other words.
Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
Can you address the standards for granting the variance for us?
Can we address what? So
the standards for granting the variance.
Yes, okay. So the uniqueness, do you have a unique circumstance or condition such as irregular narrowness or shallowness of the lot size, et cetera?
Can I speak for myself?
Okay, you want to?
Okay. Okay, so do you have a copy of this?
We do.
Oh, okay, so I don't have to read the whole thing.
No, you can summarize if you'd like.
If you like, ma'am.
So
please.
Basically, I would love to have a pool because I'd like to swim laps and be able to exercise in it. I've danced all my life, but I can feel things falling apart, basically. And I have a lot of neck pain. I love to go in the ocean, but I've also recently just gotten vertigo for the second time from being in the ocean. And I don't know if it's coincidental or if it's that.
Okay.
So I don't do any of the technical stuff, so I'm going to give that back to Francois.
I mean, the summary of the distances and so on is that with the current with the setbacks as per code, the biggest pool could be is 10 foot wide by 25 foot long.
Right.
Okay.
And we'd like mm-hmm. to have a longer pool if we could. And if we get to get the pool like length that we would like to get, then we need to go to 14 feet.
Okay.
Because it's the prefab pools come to 14, in this length come at 14 feet.
Okay.
Don't ask me why, it's just the way they do that, the models they have.
Mm-hmm. responsibility of development?
Is there any exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique conditions? Well, it's, yeah, it's the setbacks were kind of a bit bigger than 10 by 25. We could put in an infinity pool, of course, which would be very small, but then we have to pay for energy to just run a pump to run the water, make an artificial current you can swim in, but that's very expensive to run, and it's not in the budget. So,
okay.
Possibility, can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without the variance? Well, yes, if we don't put a pool. If we put a pool that's 25 foot long, but then I don't see the point in swimming in 25 feet back and forth. That's my advice to Nancy. I just don't understand the interest of doing that. Then we may just not do a pool at all. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? Is the lot size? Yeah, we could have made the house smaller and not have the wells and whatnot, but you know, we went as we go. I mean, initially we did not have plans to put a pool in the backyard. It's just something that we just developed as we grew into liking the neighborhood and so on. Effects on surroundings, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? In our opinion, it will not change the essential character. The pool will not be very visible from the street. Its use will be primarily for use by my wife and by me, not a major source of noise in the neighborhood. This is a residential neighborhood with a vacation accent. We do not see any contradiction with a quiet pool in the backyard. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of for development of adjacent property? It's absolutely not an impairment by any means.
Okay.
The two adjacent lots are empty at the moment. One of them was due to start construction at the time, but actually they just cut down the trees last week, and they plan to break ground this week. And they're going to put a pool in there, according to the owner. The other lots closer to the property are across Fisher Street and across Josephine Street, and then they're directly affected by the variance. They will not see us or hear us. Detrimental to public welfare, we don't see where it could be detrimental. It will be quiet use. This is not a residential property. It will be sheltered, reasonably sheltered from view by privacy fencing and green hedge. We have all the safety features. And we think actually it will improve the prospect for a neighborhood to raise taxes. In fact, I think we've done a good job at raising the property tax base. We have, since we built the old house, we have had four new houses built. They're quite nice. There's a new one coming up right behind us. It'll be very nice. And today we heard another one, big one, to come two lots down. So the county is doing pretty well in that respect. Will the variance represent the least modification possible? Yes, if we want to get this pool size, that's what we need to get. Is a variance necessary to afford relief? Well, if we want to get that pool, yes. Exception use, no special use requested.
Plus, I don't know if this matters, but we have such a fabulous neighborhood. We get along. There's one neighbor, there always is in the block, that can be tough. But it's a very, very cordial and cooperative neighborhood. Unless there's some letter you have that we don't know about.
Okay. When are you going to start on the pool?
Well, we were hoping to do it this fall, but it's going to be quite late now, so probably in the springtime.
In the springtime.
I mean, on top of that, quite frankly, we talked to two pool vendors. They both came, showed us the catalogs, put the markers, the little flags on the ground. When we told them we need a variance, okay, see you after you have your variance. I have all the work to do. So I think everybody's very busy right now, and to get this done this fall is...
To me, everybody does them in the fall.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Seems like everybody must be waiting to do the pools in the fall.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, from what you're...
Oh, okay. I don't know. I just... Or maybe they were busy over the summer and...
I guess what we'll do is then we'll use this next 2-3 months to really firm our detailed plans
yeah.
and higher lineup, and then as soon as the frost breaks... On
start
springtime, we'll do it.
Okay.
That will be the plan.
Mr. Watson?
No questions.
Mr. Mill?
No other questions.
Yeah. Mr. Sharp?
Just two. Josephine Street and Fisher Street, looking at the survey, it's unclear to me. Does the pavement extend all the way to your property line, or is there an area
yes.
that's... Okay.
Mm-hmm. In fact, you can see it on the pictures. On the first page of...
It's hard to show where our house is. Yeah, but they have to know that that's our house.
Okay, our house is
on
the picture. On the picture on the left is the house on the right with the red trees.
Gotcha. There's also a variance that I think probably the office picked up
For the shed.
For the shed.
Yes.
Can you address that? I haven't heard anything about the
well,
shed.
Well, I was surprised by that. I built the shed. It's attached to the house. To me, it was within
the...
Do
we have a picture of it?
No, I didn't have a picture of it because I didn't even think it was an issue. Because when we got the building permit, it gave us relief for a 4-foot setback along that property line, and that shed is at 5 feet. I made sure the shed would actually be recessed inside that line.
The shed can be 5 feet as long as it's not attached. When you attach
okay, so that's when somebody called and say, are you attached? And so I'm the engineer. I first answered, they are not attached because I'm a structural engineer and it's self-standing. It has its own structure. It can take the hurricane on its own. But my wife said, well, it's not attached. You know, it's for intensive purpose bolted to the ground. It's attached.
Are you blaming your wife?
But you know, it's what is attached. I don't know the definition, the legal definition of what's attached.
Is there space between the house and the shed?
There's about half an inch, so that termites cannot get from the shed into the house.
So it has an exterior covering on that side?
It does not, but it's just a shed. It's just the air it goes through. It's good.
Believe me, he built it himself, and it's built beautifully, better than probably our home.
That would still be considered attached because it doesn't have an exterior.
Correct. It would still be considered attached. And just for some clarification, the previous variance allowed the house to go to 4 feet, but this is an addition. Even though it's 5 feet, it does not cover, the variance did not cover the shed.
Structure.
Okay.
If it was detached by even an inch, then you could have gone to the 5 feet. But when you attached it, or it appears attached.
From the street, it appeared quite right. Yeah, for sure. Right. This is what Nancy said.
That's the reason
yes,
you need the variance.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay. Technically, it's not, but aesthetically, it is.
It is. Okay. Any further questions?
No.
I on purpose made sure it was not because I'm paranoid about termites because we're termites in Houston and those things will go through anything.
Mm.
They told us over there the only two kinds of homes, those I've had termites and those that will have termites. This is it. That's the view of a termite inspector.
Right.
We learned at our expense, so we're just doing everything we can to avoid that.
Alright. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I think you should have a lawyer.
Excuse me. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Make a motion, we take case number 11,649 under advisement.
And have a second to that motion?
Second.
Excuse me. Have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,649 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed?
Then what happened?
What that means, ma'am, your case has been taken under advisement. You could stay if you would like. There may be a decision you'll make later on, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Next case, please.
Thank you.